Okay, we gaan, we gaan.
Good Chodesh. It's always, every year, never gets old. Never gets old that the Yevonim were goaded there on Chodesh, Shabbos, and Mila. Right, and you don't have a Hanukkah without a Shabbos Hanukkah, a Rosh Chodesh. And Kayadua, the very fact that Hanukkah is 8 days, that's connected Mila. And another mimer that I sent out recently, I discussed that. We find throughout Chazal that 8 belongs be'etzem to me. That's why bracha Birkas Rafa'enu is the 8th bracha. Shmaras, it says Gemara Megillah Daf Yud Zayin, because Rafu is the Tzorach HaMila. Right, and when Dov Melchior Mach said La Matzecha Al Shminis, 8 is Shaykh to Mila be'etzem, and that's the Inav Zos Chanukah, and beyondwards that B'Mokam Acher. But tonight is Rosh Chodesh Tevis. Right, and the Chidush Arim says, Tevis Miloshen Hatovas Haneros. Right, Kaidua Shitas Rambam Hatovas Haneros is also you light them. Right, Kaidua. It's the one that rises the Rambam had Zoyar, because the only Makor in Chazal that Hatovas Haneros during the morning means also light them is a Zoyar. Right, it's a Zoyar. Anyway, so
Zoyar says that you also light the morning, that you light the morning too, and then also the Hatovas the Ikhan.
One of the things that the Yevonim were geyser on was Kiddush HaChodesh. So now, contrary to popular ignorance, right, the Yevonim also had a lunisolar calendar, just like us. They also had a lunar calendar. It's not true. The Romans started with the solar calendar. The Yevonim worked with a lunisolar calendar, just like us. And then they said, of course, so some would say that they got it from us. They had the exact same number for Chiddush HaLevana, where everyone's in the spa from, that's the same as NASA. The Yevonim had the same number. So in some discovery seminars, they pulled it because the Yevonim had the same number also, right? They also had a lunisolar calendar just like ours. The solar calendar came later. So it's not true what people think, that because you have to be minded l'chama. Not true. Not true at all. Historically not true. So it has to be something else in Gansen. Their whole isnagdus to Kiddush HaChodesh. Right? So it's taka bashert that the Rosh Chodesh Tevis, we're going to be mavardis a little bit more in just a couple of minutes. But the Sefer Yetzir says that the Koch of Chodesh is Himlich Ois Ayin Beroiges. Right? What's shown in the month of Tevis is the Ois Ayin with Roges. So of course Roges means stress. Like Lolam Yargis Adam Yetzar Tovo Yetzara. Bikesh Yaakov Leshev Beshalva Kops of Rugzo Shal Yosef. And then the Goyin, tension. And that's why the Goyin is Pirush on the Sefer Yetzir says right there that in this month, Nebuchadnezzar Samach, the tension began. He began the siege, around Yerushalayim. All right, so tension, that's Pshita, we have tension with the Yevonim. Of course, there's a tension that we won. What's interesting is the Ois Ayin, and we're going to get back to that in another minute. The Ois Ayin, so everyone should immediately think of Shivim Umois, Shita of Beis Shammai, Poches Valach, Keneged Pori Achag, where Makriv Shivim Porim, Keneged Shivim Umos, right? The Umos Olam are B'Shivim, but we're going to go into this a little bit deeper in just a couple of minutes. Right? Everyone knows the famous Gemara in Chulin, Daf Samach Amud Beis, right? That V'Asokim Eshnei Amoros HaGdolim, originally the Chama and the Levana came out the same size. Right, then Amor Gadol Shalves, Amor Katan, all of a sudden one's big and one's small. These Bishneim Rosh Hagdolim, because we're not going to go through the Gemara inside. I'll just speak it out outside. Right, that the Levana's Mekatrik Ein Shnei Mulachim Mishamshim BeKesser Echad. Right, you don't have two kings under the same crown. Either I'm the king. So Akash tells the Levana, Chi Mati Esatzmech, go mitigate yourself, and then. The Levana had Chalisha said, Marti Dover Hagun, I said something, I said good, and now I'm the one that has to suffer. So, the Kurshu says, you'll be Moshe Bayom Ubalaila, because you could see the moon sometimes during the day. The moon says, that shraga b'tira mayahanya, that doesn't make me feel good. You know, it's like a candle in the day. Like, what do you need it for? I'm unnecessary. All right, Am Yisrael being Makadosh, you know, the Chodoshim and Shonim, still lo isfayas. Tzadikim yikoru al shmech. Tzadikim will be called by him. You're the Mora Cotton. So Yaakov is called Cotton, right? And David's called Cotton. Right? And all the big tzaddikim are also called Ketanim. And you know, after that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, yeah, that's why it says Chatzas LaHashem by the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Chatzas LaHashem, that Kiyu Chatzas LaHashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Haviu Olai Kapora Al Shem Miatati Es HaYoreach. Right? So, you know, what's the whole, you know, yeah, and tzaddikim yikra al shmech, so the din is like this. The what are the Shnei Mulachim B'Keser Echad? You know, what are the two kings and you know two kings under one crown? Right. The pshat is like this: that there's you know there's if it's one crown, that means it's one malchus. Right, two kings, one malchus, because it's two different hanhogas. Right. In Malchus Shamayim. Malchus Shamayim is, you know, the integrated unit, right? But there's two different hanhogas, right? There's Hakol Bidei Shamayim. That is what, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decrees. That's all that comes Misrusa Deleila, right? But then there's the Chutz Mira Shamayim. Hakol Bidei Shamayim, Chutz Mira Shamayim, right? Which is the Nekudas HaBechira, what we do by our own free will, right? But of course, what are you supposed to do with your free will? What are you supposed to do? Do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, Ubacharta B'chaim. Choose what he wants. So it's not a different malchus, right? It's all bekeser achas, because what are you supposed, but it's a different hanhaga. It's a different hanhaga. It's not a different malchus, because you're not supposed to use your bechir to be married. You're supposed to be bechir what he wants, right? So it's all one malchus, but it's different hanhaga. There's the hanhaga of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia, right? And decrees, and it's immutable and unchangeable. And then there's also what we do, right? But it's also kol ma'asecha yiyu l'shem shamayim. So it's all l'shem shamayim, right? But it's a whole different active force. It's a different active force, right? So which one is the melech, right? Which one is the melech? Now, to understand that the hachor shizelachem rosh chadoshim, it's the first mitzvah we got. As an am, right, and that's what Rashi opens up with. Right, what is the pshat? That's the first mitzvah we got. Right, we're leaving paganism. You know, being Yitzhak Moshe Rabbeinu says, you know, I've got this great new, you know, great new religion. We're not doing this pagan garbage. And it starts off with this great new calendar. You know, why is that the mitzvah rishon shnitzavu bo Yisro? No, because you know the Indian is that you know the Kiddush Levana represents that now we are taking control of the Hanhaga of the universe, right? You know, that right now, you know, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Moser the Hanhaga to our Yadayim, and that's the biggest going, may Avdus L'Cherus, that we not go from Avodah, not just to Islam being free men, to now being Moishlim, right? And we know, everyone knows the famous, the Kela Goymer Olay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu finishes off for us, the famous Yerushalmi, that if a girl was Nenas, you know, Right. Nenas, and technically on the clock, she's 3 years old. But then Bezdin chooses to be Ma'aber the Shana, right? And now Igloi Muslim Afreya, it's last year, right? So she's less than three. B'slo Se'a Chizrin. And it's called Lakel Hagoymer Olai. Of course, she's going to finish off what I started. We're in control. And that's the side that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'malche Yisrael. That's our Malchus. Tishrei is his month. That's where Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nisan, the Rosh Chodashim, that's our month. Rosh Hashanah L'malche Yisrael. His month is Tishrei. Our month is Nisan. Rosh Chodashim. That the Levana represents that, as it were, that the Makabo, even though everything we have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're still in control. You know, the Makabo's in control. That's why the moon, that's Makabo from the Chama, is a Melech. It's a Hanhaga. It's all one Malchus of Malchus Shemayim. Right? But it's two different forces. There's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Goyzer, and then everything has to follow suit. Right? And then there's also how we take the lead, even though everything we do is L'Shem Shamayim. Right? So there's two different driving forces under the same crown. It's all the same crown, but two different driving forces. Right? So you know, the you know, and now Lamaseh Lossid Lovo, right? Lossid Lovo, this is going to be reconciled, you know, and then everything, you know, the Oral of Varnes could be Orachama, and the two are going to be reconciled, but Lossid Lovo, it's not Akasha, because we lose our Bechira then. We just get Tzchar on what we have done. Right, because that loss of level, that you know, it's not that you know, that it's not a kasha loss of level, because loss of level, we don't have bechira anymore. We're just going to get schar for what we did when we had bechira. So it's not a problem loss of level that the oral vana could be korachama, because it's not shaykh. It's not going to be. It's not going to be a different driving force in reality, because we're going to lose our free will at that time. We're just going to be payback for what we did when we had free will. So what a masa Kodesh Baruch Hu is that lechiu maati esatzmech, right? That the you know that the you know that the that we you know have to you know mitigate ourselves, be mitzamtzim ourselves, and now that tzimtzum now made it totally legit to have bechira, right? Davar niflamot, because people think bechira means the opportunity to fail, and that's wrong. That's not what it means. Right, bechira is the koch to be mizgaber over the ra. That's you know people have it the other way around. Right, now it's not the pshat that bechira is the cholest to fail. Bechira is the power to overcome the ra, and that's the side that when Aza and Azol were mekatrik ma enosh kitzis kareno, so Hashem threw them into bodies, and they were nichsho al yamin v'al smol. Right, because the malachim don't have bechira, and that's why the minute a malach has zika to a yetzahara, he's nichshol, because the koach of bechira is the koach to overcome. Right, so by Akash was saying lechi matias atzmech, which increased the darkness in the world. Right, increased the darkness in the world. Right, so now the bechira is a davar that's litzorech as a countermeasure to the ra. Someone's got to fight with it. Right? You know, when it was Oral Vana Korachama, right, it was hard to understand, you know, what's the role of Bechira if not to just compete with the Anhaga V'Akol Bidei Shemayim. But when if there's Ra in the world, now I understand we need Bechira. It's the Hechrach. It is necessary as a countermeasure for all the Ra that there's in the world to combat so the darkness.
So if there was no Bechira, how would you have a Zika to Ra? What would you do if you don't have a choice to protect something? What is that?
No, so I'll tell you. A malach has no yetzahara. He has no bechira to overcome. Right. He can't choose against. But so thank God. No, he doesn't. Right? He doesn't. So that lu yetzur, and that's what Akash proved. He put Aza and Azoel in the bodies,
and then they got
and they didn't have bechira. No, they didn't have bechira. They had a yetzahara. They didn't have bechira.
They had a yetzahara.
They didn't have bechira.
So there's a part of a yetzahara without
bechira. Exactly. And that's what people don't get. That there's a that the function of Bechira is to actually overcome the Yetzirah.
If you do the Yetzirah, it means you're not choosing. You're not a chooser.
That's right. You're not using your Bechira.
You're just giving up to the Bechira.
Yes. As I said, the Bechira is the koach to overcome. It's a unique koach. And that's why you don't have the Nefesh Chaim also says, the Ramchal and Nefesh Chaim both say this. The reason why you don't the Neshama doesn't have Bechira outside of the body is because the Rebbe Shem only gives Bechira when it's needed. In a guf, you need bechira because now you have a zika to the yetzahara, right? But it's, you know, the malachim don't need it. The neshama outside of a guf doesn't need it. But if you put a malach in a guf, he would lose. He would lose, right? Because now he'd be shach to a yetzahara. But he doesn't have bechira to overcome the yetzahara, right? So now Zakar who says lechi matis mech, and then you know, and that became right, you know the. The reason why, and not just to legitimize Bechira, but now that's made the tremendous opportunity that there's a lot of work to do. There's a lot of work to do, right? Because there's all this Ra to be metakin, right? To illuminate with the Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam to dispel the darkness. What do you need a candle for? You need a candle to, dispel the darkness. The original candle is really the moon. Right, adds light to the darkness. But you have to understand that this miut halavana, right? The miut halavana, the mekubalim tell us, right? It's what made the bria so full of ra that it is, and the Ramchal writes this in the Derech Hashem that the very fact that everything is a 50-50 choice. you know, between the Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Ra, right? So the Ramchal writes this. He says that, you know, where does the Ra get its foothold, his 50% from? Where does the Ra get his 50% from? Says Ramchal, nighttime. They get their turf from the fact that they have equal time in the Bria. Nighttime belongs to the Sitra Achra. Daytime belongs to the Sitra the Kedusha. Right? Since they share time, Mimila, they share space. Lu Yitzur, there would be no such thing as nighttime. Ra would lose his grip on reality. Right? The fact that you have a Yetzirah that you have to fight with, that's, you know, he gets his koach from the nighttime. That's his turf. That's why at nighttime, you're supposed to be, if you're not learning Torah, you should be asleep. There's no, you know, there's no shita that Ibrei Lila for movies. There's no shita like that, Chazal. It's all a Shena, all a Girsa. Because if the Torah is here, Mizgabra of the Yetzirah, and if in Shena, so you know, you stay out of trouble. You stay out of trouble. You shouldn't be walking around. What? No, that's the whole vorn. You know, the electric light really ruined the Seder. You know, nightlife has brought us no bracha. Nightlife is pure evil. You know, that's all. It's
some asses would light in the night. You could even have a bed. I think some of the beds could even sit. I got a bed of day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Well, but fine. But it doesn't give it a din. It's a kilo. You don't have to wash your hands in the morning. You know, you're in light room all night. You still have to wash your hands because the Zikr eats a Sitra Achra. So says the Ramchal, because the Bria, the Rebosh is Mechalik Zman, so because it was a Chiluk of Zman, Mimela, you know, Olam Shona Nefesh, everything runs parallel. So if in Zman it's 50-50, so Mimela, Olam, and Nefesh have to follow suit, the parallel of Olam Shona Nefesh, and that's what gives the Sitra Achra his 50%. Yetzirah, you know, and the Ra that there is in the world, you know, it's all mushrush in the time sharing that there is between the Yom and the Laila. Right? And Lasid Lava went Vahaya Olavana Karachama, so there's not going to be any more Yetzirah in the world. The whole thing runs in parallel, Olam Shana Nefesh. If in Zman, right, if in Shana there's not going to be any Zika Dara, you know, in space, you know, and in the individual, there won't be either. Huh? Right, but of course we know that's the for the whole tachlis, right? The whole tachlis of that, you know, that we should now be Mahapech Dara L'Tov. Right, we should do it. It gives us work to do, but it wouldn't be able to happen. You have to hear this well. That if Lu Yitzur, that the two would have been Yotze from the beginning, that the Shemesh would have been big and the Yerech would have been small from inception, that would have meant that the Etzem Teva of the Bria is to be dark. The very fact that they were Yotze, you know, du partzufin, same size. Tiferes and Machos, you know, the Mashpia and the Makabu were the same size. And then after that, Lechi Matis, that means that the whole Metzius of the world, that it's half dark, right, is all artificial. Be'etzem Tivo, from the moment that it was created, it was Be'etzem, not supposed to be any darkness whatsoever. That's what ensures that the whole thing is reversible, that we could be Mahapach the Choshech Or, because it was originally all Or. You're just bringing it back to its original state. But if it would have been originally Nivra that way, that the Yorech would be cut in mitchilas havioso, that means that the Bria would have been stuck. That would be called Tiv Oishal Oilam, right? And why should it change? Why should it change? But now it's Muchrach to change because it's calling back, reverting back to its natural state. Right? And that's why it's doable. That's why mitzvahs, the kiner mitzvah v'torah or, could work. The ner mitzvah, right, could light up the darkness, but not just temporarily, but permanently. Because as your tzachah called, bring it back l'shorosho. Bring it back to its shorosh. Right? And that means that the whole mitzvah of the world, as it's meant to change, as it is meant to change. It's meant to go back to a whole higher state. And so now you got to realize, right, that the whole, you know, that the laws of physics are as such. The laws of physics, biology, and chemistry are all the way they are, you know, the way science read them, because the Sitra Achra has 50% of the turf. Yeah, and, you know, the biggest rise is that everything moves to, you know, everything eventually dies, right? And, you know, and everything moves to a greater state of entropy, you know, to Pizur, right? And that the Rambam already writes in the Mor Nevuchim that head there is one of the forces in the Metzius. That's why things go in cycles of composition, decomposition, right? You know, so everything that we call natural, you should know, is really, really artificial. Even by our standards. Let me buy that, a love Yisbrach, everything's artificial. Because hu levado muchracha metzias, and everything else are. But even mitzad de bria, the world as it is right now is artificial. It's not in its real, real, real natural state. Because its real, real natural state is supposed to be betikun gomur. Real tikun. Right? You know, it's all artificially the way it is right now. It means everything that science measures and thinks is muchrach is really not muchrach. It's all this way just temporarily. Temporarily. It's all relative truth. It's going to be so true for the 6,000 years.
But Hashem makes it true too, because it's relative.
No, it's true for the time being. But it's true for the time being. Right? It's only true for the time being. Right? It's... Right,
it's not,
that means all the laws that we see, it's all because of miyud halavana, which is not even the real natural state of the world, because originally the levana and chama were the same size, like they're going to be lost in lavo, right? And that time will be la mavaslan netzach, just like there won't be no death in the world. So you understand, biology will be different, you know, chemistry and physics and everything else will be different also, right? It'll be a whole different type of world, you know. But you know, mashal ma'adavar daima, right? Adam Arishan. There's Adam Rishon Kodem Achet, which is the way he was created, which is what he's going to revert back to. And there's what he's going to get, you know, and then is what he became as a result of Chet Adam Rishon. So, the Sefer Torah Sherebi Meir Matsu Kosuv, Kosnos Or, with an Aleph. Right? So, the Svarim explain that refers to what Adam Rishon was before the Chet. You know, what we call skin, you know, was light. You know, our guf was a... was what we call today Ruchnius. In the words of the Ramchal in the Das Tvunis, Adam Rishon's body was on the Madrega of our Neshama now. So, say Vachash of what his Neshama must have been. His guf was like our Neshama now. And the Rael of Dovers, he lived in Gan Eden. Now only our Neshamas could go to Gan Eden. Right? What? Sorry. So his original matzah, that the, you know, his body was Kosnos Or, vestments of light. Right? And then when it went, after the Chet, went from Kosnos Or with an Aleph to Or with an Ayin, which also could be read Iver, blind. Right? Because, you know, the way we look at the Bria right now, we're really blind to the real reality. We don't, you know, we only see Gashmis, we don't see Ruchnis. You know, we try to figure out the Ashgacha. We don't just, you know, see it. Sort of blind to what's really going on. We went from Or to Or. So Rav Isaac Hover points out, take a look, what's the Gematria difference between Aleph and Ayin? 1 to 70. If Adam Rishon wouldn't have sinned, you know, it says in the Derech Hashem and in other form, there would have been only one nation on earth. Mikam choyso goy chabards. If he wouldn't have sinned, he would have had a certain amount of kids born b'shlemus. There would have been one type of humanity, what we call today Jewish. And the way it's going to be lost in lovo. Hashem v'malcha kol haaretz, it's also going to be mikam choyso goy echad ba'aretz. The one nation that was meant to be. And that's connected or with an aleph. Or aleph, one. But then when we went from Or with an Aleph to Or with an Ayin, right, skin, so we went from Uma Achas L'Shivim Umais. When humanity went down to be vestments of skin, now there's 70 nations, the Shivim Umas Olam, right? And then the deficient humanity, there's 70 nations in that deficient humanity, right? Yeah, but of course, humanity, but Tikuno, there's only one. And that's what Klai saw. So that's the side of Yisrael, connected Uma Parecha, connected Uma Yechida. If I lashon throughout Chazal, what do we mean Uma Yechida? The one nation that was always meant to be, and that's the lost level that always meant to be, and lost level. There's only going to be one nation. Everyone else, that any goy that's that will have a status of ger toshav. A ger toshav means that he, you know, he's a citizen. You know, he's a second class citizen. You know, to the Jewish people, any goy that's left alive will have a din of a ger toshav. Ger toshav means he's a citizen. Second-class citizen of the Jewish people. He's not. He does not have his own nationality. He swears allegiance, Sheva Mitzvahs, and he swears allegiance to Am Yisrael. You know, he can't be at war with us, right? You know, that's Eidoshim Umoy said that they're connected Kosnos Or with an Ayin, right? Which is Iver, blind, as in living in darkness. And that's it's the side of. You know, that the Tova Vo V'choshech, Choshech Zu Yavan. that you know, the living in darkness, right? That the pshat is like this. Even though they count by the levana, they don't want the levana to get bigger. They don't want the levana to get bigger, right? They hold that, you know, the world as it is now is the way it always was and the way it always will be, and it will never change. Will never change. The Inyan of Kiddush Levana, you know, when Makar Shchoshen, we bring on Rosh Chodesh, the, you know, the Chatzas Hashem, Havil like Kapar, Shemat Yerach, Rebosha Kapar, you know, Zmarazmar means Hasar, like a Chaprapanav, Bamincha, means to wipe away. We're going to wipe away this reality. The Levana is Osid to expand. And when the Levana is Osid to expand, it won't be Choshech anymore. The Choshech Zulyavad is going to be dispelled. And all the laws of biology, chemistry, and physics that we know, that's all besoit miyot ha-levana, is all going to change. It's all going to change. No? But I want to flash back to, you know, a very shvera Rambam, the Mor Nevuchim. And the Rambam, you know, was mechaven al pi omek hasod. And it's amazing that the Radziner has a whole shtickle on this sugya, and he doesn't shtel tzu that this is what the Rambam meant. You know, it's amazing. You know, he's marich on this sugya, right? The big, big kasha that we have are birth defects. Right? That's the biggest. The kid did nothing to be chayted to deserve it. It's like the biggest tzaddik viralo question.
He talks about it.
Yeah. Exactly. Now, so Rambam talks about it in Perek Yud Beis, yeah. of the Chelek HaShlishi, yeah. Gimel Yud Beis, right? And he said something very shver. So they want to bring a reference that he didn't hold of Gilgal because he could have easily said Gilgal, and he didn't. He said something very shver, seemingly. He says, listen, you know, that's the way the human race works, right? Zeh teva, right? And the teva is rubo, rubo good. You know, birth defects is achas mini elef alfei alafim. And to say that there shouldn't be birth defects, say that man shouldn't be human. It's not a legitimate kasha. He delegitimizes the kasha. It's like asking, why does a man have three eyes? Why does a man have eyes in the back of his head also? It'd be easier to watch where you're going, right? It's not a kasha. That's the human being. It's a shvera thing to say. You mean, you said, you know, so it's mostly... As I feel the Tevra's muchruch like that, right? Right. That tivo shaloylam, right? Tivo shalom that you're meant for man to be man, and he mentions haheder chelak miyisodos hametzius. He invokes that decomposition, you know, the fact that there's death force. That's part of the elements of reality, and that's the reality. And therefore, because haheder is part of the mitzius. Right, you have to have, you know, that one out of, and he says it's ma'at mode, so you can't have tinus on the rebarshom because it's mamish ma'at mizer, right? You have the birth defect. That's what he writes. Right? It's mefurish in the Zayar. Mefurish in the Zohar Parshas Vayeshev. Kuf pei aleph omid aleph. That the Zohar says that all the Baalei Mumim were born besoid miut hayarech. He says, yes, that even though they're neshamas kedoshas, and the Raya is, you know, as the Radziner explains, how the Zohar is, you know, is right halachically, because a Kohen Baal Mum could eat kachim. He's pasul la'avoda, but it doesn't mean he's bad, because if he'd be bad, he wouldn't be allowed to eat kachim. He could eat kachim, right? So you see, b'shurish, he's good, right? He's only pasul la'avoda, right? So it says the Zohar, that they're neshamas kedoshas, and they're nechaz in the etzem halavana. And he said, and the Zohar's machak, that the etzem halavana is not nifgam, the etzem alavana, but in the pekima salavana, you know, in the circumference of it, they come from the etzem alavana. But since when these neshamas came out, they came out at the zman of through the pekima salavana, therefore they came out pogum. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's osit to heal them all when he's gone by loso. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mamala pekima salavana, right, loso, all the Baalei Mumim are going to get healed. It's all the Zohar. The Zohar says...
It's not the Rambam.
It is the Rambam. Yeah, it's natural. It's all... Yeah. The Baalei Mumim came besoit Pekima Salavona.
Yeah.
Besoit Pekima, because there's Pekima Salavona. That's what the Rambam says. Yeah. What do you want? It's natural. There's head there in the world. That's Pekima Salavona. Right? And... No, the Rambam said it in his own Sprach. Yeah. And that's why he didn't say Gilgal. Because the Zohar doesn't say Gilgal. Gilgal's not the answer to birth defects. It has a much higher sherish. These neshamas are beside, they represent Pegima Salavana, and they were born with the mission of confronting it. That their neshamas have to enlighten bodies that are inflicted with the Pegima Salavana, and they have to be mashpia or, the neshama has to be mashpia or, to their bodies that are inflicted with Pegima Salavana, and that's their avoda in the world. And Lasilo, when our question was going to be Mamala Pegima Salavana, they're all going to be healed and get schar for how they endured this nisayan. That's their job. So it's mamish the words of the Rambam, just Beloshin Nisr. He said, it's natural. Heder is one of the Chalkei HaMetzias. That's what I'm just saying. But it lost level where Heder won't be one of the Chalkei HaMetzias. They're all going to be healed. The Rambam was saying the Zohar. And the Zohar Taka didn't say Gilgul on this Kasha. It's all there beside Pegima Salavana. That's the Heder that there is in Metzias, right? But it's all temporary. It's all temporary, and we're going to change it all. And that's our mission, to change it all. And the avodah of Kiddush HaChorosh is to put Koach into the Levana, Havir like Kaparosh, Miat Yisrach, to start changing it and to force its expansion. That's our job in the world, to change the world. That's why Achor Selachem Rosh Chodashim was the first mitzvah we got, because that's the mission of the Jewish people, to change the world. The Avonim were all about that the Teva is Muchrach. It's Kadmon, and it's Muchrach, and it's Nitzchi, and it's never going to change. The whole Avodah of Kiddush HaChodesh is that it's all going to change. Right? And it's all, and the way it is right now is that it's all temporary. And that goes back to that Lashon of the Zohar.
Where is that?
What parashah is that? Vayeshev, Kuf Pei Alpha and Alf. Okay. It's all there, black and white. See, it's the Rambam. The Rambam was saying that Zohar, Marsh. They're so Pegima Salvar. That's why it's natural. And they're all going to get healed with Bimsoid Mili Alavana. Right? It's a. Yeah. Take a look. I and Shum. Right? Right. But the. Right. But the Yesod. The yesod of getting out of it, so that the Zohar says that that which Levana is pogum, that's not in the Shorish HaLevana, that's in its circumference, its essence is pure. So these neshamas of those who are nebuch deformed, right? They come from a very pure source, and that's why they're mutter and kachim. The Radziner explains they could a coin baal mum could eat kachim, right? They come from the etzem HaLevana. The pekimas HaLevana is in the chitzonius of the Levana, right? So that means the Levana is small as is. The Etzem HaLevana that's pure and untainted is even small. It's Besod Nekudas Amerikas. That's what the Gemara's Meramis do. Tzadikim are also called Ketanim. Right? That the way out, we have to understand, right, that the way out of the box, the box that we're stuck in, the Teva box, right? The way out of the box is, to understand that it's all artificial. Right? And we have to be nechaz in the etzem halavana. And I'm saying that the etzem halavana is kodesh, and the whole box is artificial. Now, another way of saying that is that, what makes this world the way it is, this world is a world of quantity, kamut. What's more chashuv in this world? The more, the more, the better, right? More money, more covet, right? It's all about quantity. It's all about quantity. Esav says, yesh li rav. I have a lot, right? Yaakov says, yesh li kol. I've got it all. I have the etzem nekuda that matters, right? And Yaakov is called katan, right? You have to grab onto the etzem nekuda, and a way of expressing it is you have to grab onto the quality as opposed to the quantity. As the davar nifli is boning, that it's even true, even in this olam hasheker, it's still somehow true nonetheless. The MS shines through a little bit, because there's something called scarcity. Something becomes more valuable if there's less of it. Interesting. Even though chashivas is in having more, having a lot of money, having a lot of covet, but it's a concept of scarcity. If there's only one of it, all of a sudden it becomes very valuable. Then you see something very interesting, that quality and quantity, don't get along. The things that are truly exceptional are few. And that's but Beshorish Hadavar, right? The new world that we're trying to get to, the new world, is a world of quality as opposed to a world of quantity. Right? That's it's the site Olam Haba, the Gemara says Machz Nivra with the Ois Hay. Ois Yud, I mean to say. Olam Hazeh was Nivra and Hay, it's the largest of the letters, most space. Olam Haba is Nivra with a Yud, it's the smallest of the letters. Right? Because Olam Haba is called Yom Shekulo Aruch. It's not many days, just one day. Because it's quality, not quantity. And that's what it says. Am Yisrael in this world is Hamma'at Mikol Am. Lom Ruchim Bachar Shem, Kiyat Hamma'at Mikol Amim. So Chazal Darshik Leshevach, She'atem Mam'itim Atzmechem Lefonai. Right? You mouse, you're mavatu yourselves, you humble yourselves. Right? Pashut Pshat. But it gets more than that. Am Yisrael has to be the smallest nation, like the Tzadikim are called Ketanim, because we are outside of the getter of Kamus. Kamus is the big sheker of Olam Hazeh. Having a lot is better. A lot is better. Right? Am Yisrael is the nation of quality, not quantity. Right? And that's why we are the smallest of nations, to show that we're not ne'echaz in the Indian of Kamus, we're ne'echaz in the Indian of Echus. And that's again just between Aleph and Ayin, or with an Aleph and or with Ayin. Aleph is one, right? It's not a mispar at all. It's no, one is not a quantity. Quantity starts from two and onwards. Ayin, or is quantity. Shivim, many, many nations. Right, their nechaz in kamus. Right, the olam of choshech in choshech. The world as they say, chashivus is in kamus. Am Yisrael is the am of echus, quality, and quality is not shy. That's what it says. Losi lovo vayam misparis bnei so kecholayam asher lo yimad velo yisafer. We go from being small to being infinite. We're not in kamus. We're not in conventional quantity. That's an olam hazeh dika thing. In the world of Choshech, in the Olam HaSheker, as if a lot, and it's not a lot, it's quality that matters. And that's Hamat Mikol HaAmim. That's the Tzadikim are called cotton. And that's called Wernechas in the Etzem Nekuda, right, of the Levana. The Etzem Nekuda Levana, right? And that's what we say by Kishra, David Melch, he saw Chai Vakav. David didn't have even one day of life of his own, right? He got it all on loan from Adar Marishim, 70 years by no coin sense, but all on loan. He's connected the Etzem Nekuda of the Levana. The Etzem Nekuda of the Levana, yeah. And Akash was Moisif to him, but we're connected, that's the Midah of Malchus, the Malchus of the Levana is the Indian of quality, not quantity. It's amazing, Rambam writes, in his Pirush HaMishnayos, in the end of Makkos, that a person could be Zohar Tom Vav, just one Maisa, done Lishma.
Mitzvah Maisa.
Right? Kum Maisa Bol Yadcha. Kum Maisa Bol Yadcha. It's all about quality, not quantity. And this, that's another pshat. Rabin Biad Ma'atim. It's not pshat. Yeah, there were a lot of them and a few of us, right? Baruch Machaya Mason.
I literally just came in.
Right. Right. It's never too late. Have a l'chaim. Right. So. We're talking about quality as opposed to quantity. As far as quantity, you're hardly ever here, right? But the few times that you hear are special, right? Right. The future world that we're trying to get to, right? The future world we're trying to get to is a world where it's the quality, right? The echus, the koach ruchani, right? And that's why, Himlich Os Ayin Baroges. What's showing this month is the letter Ayin. It just comes out during Hanukkah, right? That we're struggling against the Umas Ha'olam, right? Connected the Ayin Umas, connected the Ayin of Kosnos Or, right? Right. And that's the whole tachas of Mila Vonis, that there should be Ois Ayin Barogis. So Lolam Yargiz Adam Yetzara Tov Yetzara. Struggle. Struggle because we're going to change the world. We're going to change the world. And that's what the Yevarim didn't like. The Yevarim read the world as is. Mukhrach. And we're coming to change the world. And that's what it is. Lechi Ma'ati Es Atzmech. Right? Ma'at is Ayin Memtes. And they're both multiples of seven. Memtes can like be 7 times 7 of the Yimei HaSfira, right? But Chag HaShavuos is the day after. And Chag HaShavuos, that we get beyond the sevens, right? And Ayin is connected to the Ayin Umas. And we're saying about their whole world order, that's all sevens. It's right? That we're the eighth, right? But we are declaring about them, it's all Ma'at. That, what you call everything, we call that Ma'at. It's just a little bit of the real picture. Right, and that's what they can't stand about us. That we declare their whole world order that they say is mukhrach, we call it all ma'at. That's cool. And we're memayed ourselves to make that statement, that the whole way it is in Olam HaZeh, that's all ma'at. It's not the real game. It's not the real thing. Right? It's quality. And that's so the etzem alavona, right? And that's in the kud of Malchus, and that's part of what the Hashemayim, that's part of what the Rambam means. V'chazra ha-Malchus li-Yisrael. and they restarted the Malchus B'sel Dov Masai Kam. There is the Indian of the Malchus of Kiddush HaChodesh, right? Of Rosh Chodesh, is Rosh, Nisan is Rosh Hashanah Le Malchei Yisrael. Right? Okay. L'chaim.
Hi. That's a little flourish. Interesting. Because our Malchus, because Malchus.
Yeah.
It's just saying two Malchus and they get